sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. It's good to be on the house of the Lord this evening. And appreciate each and every one of you coming out to hear the word of God this evening. It's good to have Brother Wade back, and glad the Lord watched over him as he was traveling. And Mano Nettie, necesita la luz? Okay. All right. But Nettie's going to be my voice today. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. All right, so I'm going to try not to keep you all long this evening, and I know it's getting dark now soon. It's already dark out there, and it's very cold out there, so we want to go ahead and go to the Word and in John chapter 15. Let's go to John chapter 15. John 15, started at verse 1. Bible says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and man gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen? Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. You want to know how to glorify the Father? That's how the Father is glorified. When you're bearing fruit by the word that you're receiving, amen, the Father is being glorified. Praise the Lord. So shall ye be my disciples. And let's just skip down to verse 16. It says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Amen. Lord, I had a blessing to the word. Let's just go ahead and have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for the opportunity to come to church, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for we know, Father God, that you said where there's two or three gathered in your name, you said that there would be, you would be in their midst. And we believe that tonight, and we're claiming it, Father God. So, Father God, speak to us through your word, because, Father God, you said in your word, Father God, that your word is spirit and life, Lord. And, Lord God, let your life, Father God, just shine upon us, Lord, and Lord, change us from the inside out, Lord God Almighty. Reveal to us your word, Lord God, so that we can go live your word, Lord. Help us, Father God. Bless your people now and meet every need that's amongst us and every request that was made, Lord God. May you meet these needs, Father God. We commit ourselves now into your hands, and we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 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 You may be seated, saints. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just want to give a little title tonight. Maybe we'll do a little study tonight. Maybe I'll call it, what kind of fruit are you bearing? Amen. What kind of fruit are you bearing? And, Amen. You know, this scripture here in John chapter 15 is it's one of my favorite scriptures. And really, this stems a lot from, like, the last time when we had the last youth service, the last youth Saturday service. Because to me, when this particular scripture is one of the scriptures that helped me understand the new birth. And so one of several, but I want to try to see if maybe this evening, if maybe we can kind of maybe simplify it a little bit, if we can, you know, and just try to see what the Lord does. Amen. To find out exactly, saints, because we have to remember that whatever a tree out here is meant to give fruit, you know, there's a fruit that it's supposed to give, right? And whatever fruit it's supposed to give, if this oak tree out here is giving forth some oranges, or a pecan tree is giving forth oranges, something is wrong, right? Something's not right. Something's crossed. Something's not right, you see? And so therefore, when we are supposed to be meant, amen, full of the Word of God, living through us, amen, and abiding in us, amen. And if we're given something different, contrary to the Word, then something must be wrong. Something is not right in our life, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So, by the help of the Lord, amen, let's just see where the Lord leads us tonight. So, Jesus Christ said in John chapter 15 and verse 1 there, it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. And I like the way he words it there, because he is the true vine. That's the reason why he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. And no man can come to the Father except by me, except by him, right? Praise the Lord. He's the only one that he can say, I am thee, and be correct. Praise God. But it's in this last day, amen, when you and I begin to say, I and my Father are one, I am the bride of Christ, I am God, amen, in flesh today. Amen. People don't like to hear that. Amen. You'll get persecuted, for sure. I am the true vine, my Father is the husbandman. Praise the Lord Jesus. And so there, if you read in John chapter 14, verses 5 through 7, the Bible says there, Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So there's no salvation in any other except Jesus Christ. There is no salvation in any man. There's no salvation in what you can do. You can't do nothing to save yourself. And that's the reason why it's helped me, and I hope it helps you, saints. Amen. That sometimes we feel so condemned when we've maybe done wrong. And I hope this helps our younger people. Maybe sometimes we've did something wrong. We've done something. And you know what? If you just get to the mindset and say, Lord, I can't save myself. There's nothing I can do to take this sin off of my life. I done it. I confessed it. And you, Lord, you already did it for me. So now you take care of the rest. Amen. And when you take God that way, amen, God will be able to do more things for you than what you can imagine. He'll take care of that sin, because why? You believed his word. You believed what he did for you. Amen. And then the rest of it is in his hands. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that's how God wants us to approach him, so simply, you know. Sometimes we think that we just need to be crawling on our knees for 15 hours or doing some sort of penitence or something. But saints, it's just as simple as taking God. Lord, you said it. You did it. You said it. I believe it. I'm confessing it to you. And the Lord says, I like to hear my word back at me. So let me just go ahead and apply what my son or my daughter's requesting. Amen. Praise God. That's all you have to do. That's as simple as that. Praise God. If ye had known me, and continuing there in John 14, if ye had known me, Jesus speaking, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. Amen. Because Jesus said, if ye have seen me, you've seen the Father. Amen. There was no difference in between him. It was just that he was being manifested in flesh at that time. You see? Praise the Lord. Amen. So, now, if we read here in the next verse there in John chapter 15 and verse 2, it says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. You see, so if there's if you gardeners or any of you that deal with horticulture, you know, if you plant something, you meant for it to give forth a certain fruit, an apple tree, and if it's not given anything, you know, it's just in the way. You know, it's dead. Something's wrong, right? And so that's the same thing here. You're going to do something about it. You're going to cut it away. You're going to take it away. And that's why Jesus said here, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. There is going to be people in this life that are not going to bear any fruit whatsoever. They're not going to bear anything. They were put in this life, amen, for that purpose, amen. Praise God. But you and I, saints, if the Word of God has come to us, amen, and is abiding in us, we're supposed to give off fruit, an abundant fruit. Right, right. And let me tell you what, saints, that fruit is not for you to enjoy. Because a tree out here, an apple tree out here, doesn't give fruit for itself to eat that of that fruit. Neither does an orange eat off its own fruit. That fruit that you and I give is for each other to eat, enjoy. The fruit that Brother Wade gives off, amen, is for me to enjoy. The fruit that Brother Dale gives off is for me to enjoy. That Brother Mark gives off, that Brother Boyd, is for us to enjoy one another, amen. It's God's fruit, amen. So now we have to make sure and we have to look and say, Lord, what kind of fruit am I giving? Is it positive fruit or is it negative fruit? Amen. Or no fruit at all. You have no hope then. But now we could be given negative fruit, some sort of rotten fruit. It's fruit, but it might be rotten. And I don't want to eat off of that. You see? I want some. God, who likes a good, juicy, nice, crisp apple? Yeah. Red apple. Yep. Yeah. Or Granny Smith, whatever. Amen. Amen. Nothing rotten. And then when you bite into it, there's a worm sticking out like this and saying, hello. You know? Yeah. You don't want anything like that. Amen. But sometimes, saints, amen, we have to step back and take a look and say, you know what? Am I just giving half fruit, you know, half part, you know, half part rotten and part good. I don't know, when I want to eat an apple, I want to eat the whole thing. I want to enjoy everything that God has for you. So. Amen. That God is working in your life. Praise the Lord. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, Paul speaks of this fruit in Galatians chapter 5. And the brothers could bring it up in Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 24. And Paul says here, and it's interesting what he brings. Like, we're going to see if we can bring a couple of things from this. He says here, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, what does it mean to walk in the Spirit? Well, what is the Spirit? Amen. The Spirit is God's own life. Amen. You see? That's the reason why Jesus said, if you abide in me and my Spirit abides in you, then ask what you wish. Amen. So it's God's own life. So if you have God's own life, amen, you should be walking in the Spirit. Amen. How many understand that? Is that clear so far? Amen. If God's Holy Spirit is abiding in your life, then you should be walking in the Spirit. Amen. So, in other words, not walking in yourself.
Right.
Walking in the Spirit of God. Right. As the Spirit giveth to you, then you will be walking in that. You see?
Right.
Amen. Because it's God's own life. Amen. And so the Spirit here in this verse is God himself. In John 6:63, Jesus says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. Amen? The words that I speak unto you, they are Spirit and they are life. You see? So when you're walking in the Spirit, that means you're walking in the Word. Amen? Is it simple enough? I hope this is making this a little simple, but when you have the Holy Spirit of God, amen, that means you're feeding off the Word of God.
Right?
Off the life of the Word, amen. Not off Brother Dale or Brother Wade or me or anybody. Amen. We're just here, amen, just proclaiming that life. You see? But then that life, amen, should change you from the inside out, amen. Pushing out, to be able to push out the fruit that God wants you to express. You see? Amen. So, So continuing here in Galatians, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. See, when you don't have that struggle in your life, then something is wrong. When you're not struggling in your life, amen. I used to love this, and now for some reason I just don't. I'm struggling. I want to do it, but then I don't. I want to be involved with this, and I don't. You see. And then it becomes a struggle. It becomes a, and if that struggle is not in you, saints, amen, then somebody, we need to repent. We need the Holy Spirit. We don't have the Holy Ghost, amen. Because the Christian, the life of a Christian saints is a battle. It's a tug of war, amen. It's like that black and white dog that Brother Branham gave that example, amen. When they asked that Indian up in Alaska, amen, who is it that wins? He says it's the dog that I feed the most. All right, amen. All right. The dog that you feed the most. Yep. In other words, the man that you feed the most, amen. The one that you feed the most, the flesh or the spirit, right, is the one that's going to end up winning.
Right. Exactly right.
Why can I overcome this? Are you feeding that? Are you constantly, I can't overcome it. I can't overcome. And then you're constantly going back and forth, repenting for the same thing over and over and over. Amen. Are you feeding that?
Right.
Because if you feed it, then it's going to continue to win.
Amen.
Right? Right. Very simple concepts in the Word. Amen. But we just want to try to keep it a little simplified tonight. Amen. Praise God. So, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other.
That's right.
That's the reason why saints that mix in the world with the church doesn't mix.
No. Right.
It's like oil and water.
Right. Amen. That's right.
To the world, it seems okay. That's why when you go to a church, one of these secular churches, and you see all the lights and all the dancing and all the it's like a holy club.
Yeah, right.
Supposedly.
Yeah, right.
I might as well just go back to the club where I used to hang out. You know, that's the real thing. This is all mixed.
Yeah, yeah.
You see? So this stuff doesn't mix. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Now, verse 18, but if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law.
Amen.
Now, I like how Paul says that there, amen. And later on in the next few verses, he'll mention something else regarding that. But saints, really, I used to be Catholic. And I know how it was like that to try to do works to get the favor of God. To get the favor of the Virgin Mary. And all those things. I know about those things. And so, but there is, once the Holy Spirit is living in your life, there is no more law.
Right.
Because saints, you become a law within yourself. Right. God already fulfilled the law for you.
Right.
You see?
That's right.
God, in the Old Testament, Jesus, the Lord gave the Israelites the law because they wanted it.
Yeah. Yep.
So really, in them doing that, it was actually showing them grace. But God knowing that they could not, and no human being ever could fulfill that law. So what happened? Jesus Christ came and lived on earth, and he fulfilled the law himself, died on the cross, and then came back in the form of the Holy Spirit. And now that same Spirit that fulfilled that fulfilled the law already. Amen. That is a law within. That's his own law. Amen. Now he can give us that conquering power in you and I.
Amen.
So that's the reason why Paul says here. But if you be led of the Spirit, if you have God's own life, you are not under the law.
Right. Amen.
You're not under the law of Christ. Because why? He's already fulfilled it for you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You don't have to live under the law if you let the Spirit of Christ, amen, guide your life.
Right. Yeah.
You don't have to worry that I got to do this, I got to do that, I have to do this, that, or the other? No. The Holy Spirit in you will automatically, amen.
Right.
Let things come out forth, amen.
Right.
As you continue to feed on the word, amen.
Right.
As you continue to feed on drink from this water. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. Just like in John 15:2 that we just read, you know, God would just cut him right off, you know, the branch. Amen. But the fruit of the Spirit, now watch verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit,
right.
You see, the Spirit has fruit.
Amen. Right. Exactly.
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance.
Right.
Watch, against such there is no law. There is no law, because why? Those things, when the Holy Ghost is in your life, amen, those things are automatically, should be coming out of you, amen?
Right.
And there's no law against that.
Right.
In other words, let's say I'm out here driving and then I see a sign that says, don't drink and drive. I think Brother Wade has given this example before.
Yeah.
Don't drink and drive. Well, if I don't drink, that law doesn't apply to me.
Right.
You see?
Right. That's right. Amen.
That's the same thing with the word. Amen. All these things. See, God. See, Paul mentioned all these things: idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife. All those things. But there, here comes the life of Christ.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
And if the life of Christ is dwelling in you,
right,
then none of those things have anything against
right
you. There's no
right
law for you.
Right.
You.
Amen.
You don't have to worry about you trying to live the law again, because the law has already been fulfilled, because
right
that life is living in you.
Exactly.
How many understand?
Right. Amen.
Amen. The life of God living the law through you.
Right. Right.
Amen. Praise God. Living the word through
amen
you.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. But the fruit of the Spirit now. All right. So meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. Amen. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Amen. Praise God. So daily that we live, saints, we have to crucify ourselves more and more. The more we crucify ourselves, the more we continue to feed off the word, the more of the life of God should be reflecting in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
And the more of the fruit that you're going to be bearing, God's fruit.
Exactly.
You see? More of that fruit that you're going to bear so that I can enjoy off of.
Amen. Right.
Amen? Same thing from you with me and you.
Amen.
Amen. In the message that Lamb and Dove, Brother Branham says here, and now the fruit of the Spirit is not joining church. The fruit of the Spirit is not smoking cigarettes.
Right.
Quit smoking cigarettes. The fruit of the Spirit is not to speak with tongues. The fruit of the Spirit is not to pray for the sick and they be healed. The fruit of the Spirit is not prophesy or preach. But the fruit of the Spirit is found in Galatians 5:22. Love, joy, peace, goodness, long-suffering, faith, meekness, gentleness. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Now, no matter how much you preach, you got a real ill temper. Don't do you much good to preach, see? No matter how much you join church and try to impersonate,
right,
if you're crabbing and nasty with your neighbor, you'll never win him to Christ
right
then.
Right. Right.
Right? See, it's the fruit of the Spirit. As my wife used to tell me, actions speak louder than words.
Right.
That's right. Live me a sermon instead of preaching me one. That's a good thing. Live me a sermon.
Exactly.
Amen. God help us. Amen. We want to live more of the word. Because, saints, the word is, it's good to know the word. Amen. But what is the word? What's the use of knowing the word if you don't live it? God wants us to manifest the word. And the word, amen, as I've said before, the only things that you'll take away, amen, from this life is what you do for Christ and what you do for others. And what you do is living the word. You see? Because I could have it here, but this doesn't mean I'm doing it. Amen. It's two different things. Amen. I want to do the word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, if we continue in John chapter 15, in verse 2 there again. It says there in the last part, it says, now, in every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it.
Right.
That it may bring forth more fruit.
Right.
Amen. Now, I don't know if any of you all have dealt with roses or deal with gardens and things like that. I have a thing here where it says that the importance of pruning roses. One of the reasons that it's important is because it removes the dead and diseased branches. And so roses get dead and diseased branches. And they're also called canes. It rejuvenates the plant and encourages blooming. Encourages airflow through the shrub and controls the size and the shape of the plant. You see? So as you're as a gardener, amen, you're the husbandman, you know. You're caring for your rose. Why? Because you want it to look more beautiful, to give forth its fragrance, to give forth more of what it was meant to give. Amen. And therefore, saints, God does the same thing with you and I. Through what? Through trials and tribulations.
Right.
The more, if you're of God, God is going to want to make sure that you can give fruit at the maximum level. God is not satisfied with 50% when he knows you can give 110.
Right.
God is not satisfied with 20% when he knows that you can give 100.
Right.
Amen. He's going to do everything he can to get you to reach that fullness. Amen.
Right.
Praise God. And so sometimes, amen, he looks and sees, wow, I see that, Brother Mark, I'm not saying that you do, Brother Mark, but Brother Mark has a long tongue. So we're going ahead and cut here a little bit, cut over here. All right, now his tongue's a little bit more sharp. No. But, you know, he's going to cut wherever this person here, you know, too much lying in their life or too much cheating, too much of this, that, or the other. Amen.
Right.
Too many dirty jokes or whatever. Let me cut something in this life. Amen.
Right.
Why? Because if you claim that you have the Holy Spirit in your life and it's God's own life in you and you're not manifesting, you're manifesting rotten fruit. Amen. He's going to want to make sure that you continue to manifest more fruit for him. Amen.
Right.
Because I cannot, if I am to feed off of you, amen, I can't feed off your dirty jokes.
Right.
I can't feed off, you know, the things that cheating, lying, stealing, or whatever. Amen.
Right.
Praise God. And you can name it. You know what you have struggled with. Each and every one of us has struggles in our lives.
Right.
You know your struggle, and you know what to do, amen, to keep that covered. Amen. And if you don't, Satan's going to continue to punch that.
Amen.
If you don't keep it covered, if you don't keep that, amen, constantly, amen, hidden and covered, amen, Satan knows where to punch.
Oh, yeah.
So God is going to purge you, amen.
Right.
And it's through trials and tribulations.
Amen.
Amen. And you know what, saints? The cleansing starts with the word. Sometimes, amen, the word can go forth and it could be so hard to receive. Amen. But cleansing comes from the word. If it's the word, if it's truth, amen. It might be hard, but it'll help us. Why? Because God wants us to produce better fruit. Amen. Wants us to produce more fruit. Amen. He's not satisfied with just 50% when he knows that you can yield more. Because he knows you, amen. He created you. Praise God. And he knows that life in you, amen, is his life. Praise the Lord. Now look what it says here in verse 3. It says, Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now, he's talking to the disciples there, and he's telling them they're clean with the word, amen, that he has spoken, amen. But we know that they still needed the Holy Ghost. Because we know what Peter did, amen. He still denied Jesus. Even though he was cleansed by the word, amen, he was being sanctified by the word, he still denied Jesus. That's the reason why, saints, you've got to have an experience with God. You've got to have the new birth for yourself. Amen. And it's a continual process in your life. Amen. The disciples, they were there listening to Jesus. They were living with Jesus, receiving his word for 3.5 years. And they thought that, oh my, this is the maximum. This is the fullness. It can't get better than this. And yet, through, let's just take Peter, for example, through what he did, denying Jesus.
Yep. Right.
He probably realized, I don't have what I thought that I had.
Yep.
I need more of him. Amen. You wonder why he wept bitterly. For one, the cock crowed, and fulfilling what Jesus said that he was going to do.
Amen.
And two, he probably thinking, you know what? I don't have the goods that I thought I had.
Right.
And that's the question, saints, we want to ask ourselves. Do I have what I think I have?
Right. Right.
Amen? Yeah. Again, are you bearing the fruit that you are supposed to bear? Because
yeah.
We don't want to just be satisfied, amen, with what we have. I know there's more of him.
Amen.
Amen. Because there's more of his word. His word is continual. Amen? Praise God. Ephesians 5:25 says here in verse 27, husbands, love your wives. I'm not going to speak about this, but so don't worry. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word.
Right.
Now you see, saints, the water is the word. That's the reason when God was speaking, when Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus, he says, "You must be born again of the spirit and of water and the spirit."
Yeah.
Well, the water and the spirit is both the word. It's not anything different.
Right.
It's both the word. Amen. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word.
Amen.
That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
Right.
Amen. You know, saints, it's interesting that Paul says they're without spot or wrinkle.
Amen. Right.
And when you sisters or when you brothers, I hope you brothers too,
amen,
when you get to ironing your shirt or something like that, amen. When you get the iron and, you know, you can't just have heat on its own. Amen. You need to have a little moisture in there. You see, you need to have some water in there in order to get the wrinkle out. Amen. But now you can't just have the water by itself either. You've got to have the heat in there in order to remove the wrinkle. That's the reason why you need the water, which is the word. Great to have the word. Great. Amen. But you also need those trials, that heat. Amen. In order to get the wrinkles out of your life.
Amen.
Amen. You need both of those things together. And that's the reason why he said that he's going to have a spotless church without spot or wrinkle. And that's the only way he's going to do it. Continue to give you more trials. Amen. Continue to put that heat on you. Amen. As you continue to receive the word, expect for more of that, for more trials to come into your life. For more heat. Amen. Because he's trying to iron out wrinkles from your life. Amen. Because he wants to have a spotless and a wrinkless church. Amen. Praise God. So, you know, as the preacher is there preaching, you know, and he's there preaching, that's where he spread, you know, those irons where you, that water going forth. And then, all right, they received the word. That feels great. And Hey, but it causes some steam. It causes something to rise. Amen. Something happens when that takes place, right? Causes a reaction. That's the reaction that God wants from you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So that water and that spirit, amen, we know is that word, amen. Right. Jesus said in John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Right. Thy word is truth. Amen. Right. Amen. Thy word is truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, just like the iron, saints, you know, a tree can't grow without water.
Right.
See? The branches, it can't produce branches. It can't grow. It can't grow to its potential without water.
Right.
And of course, it cannot grow without heat or sunlight. You
right.
see,
yeah.
It needs both of those elements. Amen. In order to grow, and that's why you and I, saints, we need both of those elements in order to grow.
Glory.
Praise God.
Amen.
We need to have, amen, trials to come our way every now and then. Whoever said to you that the Christian life is easy and it's a flowery bed of ease, amen, is lying to you. And is probably trying to get your money. Because as many of you have probably testified that the Christian life is not easy. But it's very worth it. It's very worth it, amen. So just keep pressing on, saints. John chapter 7, amen. I was looking at this here a little bit ago, and it's interesting what Jesus says here. The brothers don't have this, but they can bring it up if they want. John chapter 7, verse 37 says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, Jesus is here speaking these things, you know, and he's saying these things. And of course, the new birth couldn't come at that time. Because look what the next verse says. It says, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. So it took, the disciples received the word, amen, for 3.5 years. Right? They received that water. That water was cleansing them. Amen. But it wasn't, amen, it didn't, that word that they received didn't come to fruition until the day of Pentecost. You see? When they were in the upper room, then that word, amen, that Jesus came in the form of the Holy Spirit, amen, and now it vindicated that word in their life. That now it wasn't just in their head, amen. But now they acted upon the word.
Right.
Now, you see, now Peter went out and with boldness, the Bible says,
right.
And he was able to preach the word and speak the word and it would be word on top of word, amen.
Right.
As you if you read there in Acts chapter 2,
yeah.
So, you know, that's one of the things, saints, that when the Holy Spirit is working in your life, as the word is going forth. You'll see that it'll just be word on top of word,
right.
Word on top of word, and things start clicking. Things start clicking. I remember, brother, the last podcast I did with brother Stephen Coffey from North Carolina, and he gives a testimony there of how when the Lord was dealing with him at fifth, you know, when the Lord started dealing with him around 13, 14 years old. But when God really, when he knows that God filled him with the Holy Ghost, amen, he says the word just became a brand new book to him. He got to himself, amen, and just to him and the word, amen. And it's just like things were just clicking, one on top of the other. I mean, and that's what it's supposed to be, because it's the life of Christ. Amen. It's the life of Christ revealing itself through your life. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. You know, saints, you take the woman at the well. You know, Jesus, the woman at the well went to seek physical water. Instead found spiritual water.
Right.
You see? And there, Jesus, to start the conversation, asks her, "Give me to drink." Yep. Doesn't even ask, please. Yeah, that's right. The Bible doesn't say, but give me to drink. But he knew that was the way to start that conversation. You see, right. Amen. And the conversation goes, amen. And as he's discerning her, amen, she realizes that word, amen. She had to have heard the word at some point in her life, because the Bible says that we know that when Messiah comes, he'll tell us these things. Right. You see, and he'll tell us all things. The Bible is what it says. Right. And then when the word, amen, when he says to her, "I am he that speaks to you," amen, she drops the water pot and runs, amen, and tells the whole people, everybody in her town, and says, "Come see a man who told me all things." Right. In other words, confirm to me what I had already knew. Amen. Amen. And of course, we know that's not, you know, that wasn't the filling of the Holy Ghost, because Jesus hadn't died yet. Amen.
Right.
But still, it sparked, amen, something in her, amen, to see that's Messiah. Right. Amen. Right. Praise God.
Glory.
And so, saints, you know, if the word doesn't come across into your life, amen, you in order for God to reveal the word to you, you have to be in the word. That's the reason why we have to be at church. That's the reason why we have, wherever the word is, amen, let's try to be there. Let's try to constantly, amen, listen to the word, be in the word, amen, because how can the word be revealed to you if you are not in the word? You want a revelation from God? God's not going to give you a revelation through a comic book. He's not going to give you a revelation through Netflix. He's going to give you a revelation through his word.
Amen.
Amen. That is the water, amen, that's going to, amen, continue to wash you, and eventually you'll get a revelation.
Amen.
Some things we don't understand in the word. I don't understand everything in the Bible. I can't explain everything. Amen. But I know if I stay in that word, eventually it will be revealed.
Amen.
Through prayer as well. Amen. And God knows your intentions and your heart. Amen. He knows why. If you ask the Lord in a humble heart and you say, "Lord, reveal this to me. I don't understand it. I want to know. I believe there's something there." Amen. God will reveal it to you. Amen. God knows your intentions and your heart. And there Jesus said to her, to the woman there at the well, "Whosoever drinketh of this water," again, what he had said there in John 7, "whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again." That water there in that well, she was going to thirst again if she drank from that well. So was Jesus there in the flesh.
Amen.
But he says here, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst." Never thirst. "But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life."
Amen.
Amen?
Right.
Praise the Lord. All right, now continuing here in John 15, Jesus continues to say, "Abide in me and I in you."
Right.
All right? "As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself..." That's the reason why, saints, you cannot live the Christian life on your own.
Right. That's exactly right.
Amen. There's nothing you can do to please the Lord on your own.
Right.
Amen. Right. You have to be connected to that life.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Praise God. "Except as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself."
Right.
"Except it abide in the vine."
Right.
"No more can ye, except ye abide in me."
Right.
Praise
right.
the Lord.
Right.
You see, saints, see what? Let's just pretend this is a tree right here for the kids. You have this tree right here. And let's just pretend this is the branch.
Yeah.
Right? And if this branch, you know, if I just put this branch right here, down here on the floor, is it going to abide? Is it going to produce any fruit?
No.
Why not? It's next to the tree. I mean, it's right there, right next to the tree. Well, shouldn't it give off fruit? It's in close proximity. It goes to church. It reads the message. It reads the Bible. It shakes the pastor's hand. It acts very nice around the Christians. But why is it not giving any fruit?
Right. Amen.
Kaylee, why is it not giving any fruit? Because it's on the ground. That's right, it's on the ground. It's not giving any fruit, amen, because it's not connected.
Right.
You see? Right. When it's connected, then it will be able to give off fruit.
Glory.
Right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Same thing with us saints. If you are not connected with God, if you're not connected in the Word, then the Word is not going to be able to help produce fruit in your life.
Right.
If you're just a church comer, if you're just a bench warmer, if that's all you are, amen, and you expect for the Word to live out through you, it won't happen. But once you connect through to the Word, once God is revealing that Word to you, and amen, and it's manifesting through your life, amen, then
right.
You're going to be able to produce fruit.
Right.
You see? So,
amen.
I hope that made a little
amen.
Clear.
Right.
Praise God. You have to be connected in Christ.
Right. Exactly.
Amen. And you have to have that Word abiding in you and Him you abiding in Him and Him abiding in you.
Right.
Praise God. And that word abide is the word meno, which means to abide, to remain, to dwell, to continue, to tarry, to endure. Amen. Praise God. It's to stay. It's eternal. Amen. Like when Brother Aaron, when Brother Aaron was looking, him and his family were looking for a home, for a house. They weren't looking for a house to just live every now and then. To be in it for a month and then leave 6-7 months and then come back. No, they were looking for a house to make it a home.
Right.
That they can constantly dwell in. And that especially like nights like this night. Right? They have a home that they can go to that's got heat. And then you see? And that's the same thing with Christ, saints. God doesn't want to dwell in you every now and then. When He gives you the Holy Ghost, amen, it's an eternal, it's a seal. Amen. And He can't get out. And saint can't get in. Praise God. Amen. He doesn't want to dwell every now and then. Oh, I'll come back. I'll go to church for just a few days, a few Sundays, and then maybe stay out for about 6 months. Amen. No, the life of Christ doesn't produce that. Amen. If the life of Christ is eternal and it's constant. Amen.
Right.
And it's full.
Right.
Praise God. So it's going to make you produce, amen, something consistently.
Right.
You see?
Exactly.
Praise God. Because why? We need to produce that fruit.
Right.
Amen. In verse 5 it says, "And I am the vine, ye are the branches."
Right.
"He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing." You can't do it on your own. You need him. You've got to depend on him. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord Jesus. And see, saints, that in a tree or in a vine. See, Jesus is giving this example here of a grapevine, you see?
Right.
Of a grapevine and the branches branching off of a grapevine.
Yeah.
But those branches, amen, should be made of the same material as the vine.
Right. Yeah.
You see? It's no different material.
Right.
It's the same material, and that's the reason why it produces the same life.
Right.
Praise God. Because those branches, they're connected to the vine.
Right.
So just like the if that microphone, which represents the branch, was just sitting there next to the tree, it was not going to produce anything.
Right.
It could even be made of the same material. But it was broken off at some point. You see? It won't produce any fruit. Amen? Praise God. In verse 6, it says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And man gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. Amen. So, you know, saints, we're doing damage to ourselves. Amen. If we don't abide in Christ. Amen. Amen. You reap what you sow. Amen. You reap what you sow. Praise God. If ye abide in me, verse 7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 31, it says, he says here, to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed.
Right.
If you continue being washed by the water of the word, if you continue in that life, then are you my disciples indeed. Praise God. And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Praise God. Amen. You stay in the truth. Amen. You stay in Christ. Amen. Knowing the truth. Amen. The truth will set you free. Praise God. For whatever it is that you may be struggling with, whatever it is in your life. Amen. Truth always will set you free. Amen. Praise God. Herein is my Father glorified. Back to John chapter 15. Herein is my Father glorified that ye bear just a little bit of fruit. What does it say there in verse 8? That you bear much fruit. Amen. Now remember, that fruit is the fruit of the Spirit.
Right?
Which is the fruit of the Word. Which is the fruit of the life.
Amen.
Which is the fruit of the water and the Spirit. Amen. It's all the same thing. It's all interconnected. If you can understand that, saints, amen, it'll help you in your Christian walk with Christ.
Amen.
It'll take doubts out in your life. Amen. Am I born again or not? Am I, if you can understand that and ask God, if you don't understand it, God, reveal it to me. Because I want to understand that. Herein is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples.
Amen.
Amen. Just as he said there, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed.
Amen.
You see? Praise God. where are we? All right. Now in verse 16, it says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain.
Amen.
And if it's the fruit of the Spirit, saints, it's going to remain.
Oh, glory,
praise God. It's eternal. Amen. It will remain, amen, if it's the Spirit. Amen.
Right.
But whatever your agenda, your own thoughts, your own things, that will never remain.
Right.
See, that's the reason why these doctrines throughout all these decades, you know, different decades, these past few decades, where are they now? They haven't remained.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. But if it's from the Word of God, if it's the doctrine of the Word, amen. The doctrine of what the prophet preached and the doctrine of the Word, amen, it'll remain.
Amen.
Praise God.
Exactly.
And if it's the true Holy Ghost in you, it will remain. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Those works that you do, amen, that are Holy Spirit guided, amen, they will remain. Amen. They will. God doesn't overlook those things. Amen. God one day will, you know, sometimes we may not understand. We may not know somebody out there praying for you. And it might be the least person you think in the church that doesn't, it's not even the quietest person in the church. And that person probably is going to have a lot attributed to her or him. Because, amen. Those works, those fruits remain.
Right.
Praise God. You
Glory.
See? That's eternal fruit.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So in Luke chapter 11, because Jesus said there, if you abide in me and I abide in you, then whatever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. See, so you have confidence in God now, amen. When you abide in the Word, amen. When you let the Word abide in you, amen. You have confidence to ask whatever you want, amen. Whatever you need, and he can give it to you. In Luke chapter 11, verse 9, it says, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth." You see? "And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened."
Glory.
Amen. Amen. But the key thing is there is to seek, to knock, and to look for.
Right.
And that's the parts that we struggle with.
Right.
We don't do that. And therefore, we don't receive.
Right.
Therefore, it's not opened unto us.
Right.
How am I going to go to, amen, to Brother Dale's house, and I didn't let him know that I'm going. But when I go there, and if I don't knock the door, how is he supposed to know that I'm outside?
Right.
Wanting to come in and fellowship
Amen.
With him.
Amen.
If I don't ring the doorbell, you see?
Right.
Same thing with Christ. If you don't seek him, amen.
Right.
If you don't do what you're supposed to do, amen. How is he supposed to bless you?
Right.
If you're not in the Word, how is he going to bless you through the Word if you're
right.
not if you're not in it?
Right.
You want revelation from God? Amen. Get in the Word.
Right.
Praise
right.
God.
"If
a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? If I go and knock at Brother Dale's door, amen, will he open his window?" No, he's supposed to open his door, right?
Right, amen.
Because I want to come in, you see?
Right.
"I'll be right out there." No. And then never comes to the door. No, I expect for him to open the door, right?
Right.
"If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask of a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent?" You see, you as a father, you wouldn't do that to your child.
No.
You know, you wouldn't get you. They'd ask you for some food, amen, and you'd give them something else. You know, a stone or whatever. You know, you'd give them what they need. "Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children,
right.
how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit
Glory.
To them
Amen.
That ask him?" Amen? How much more? You ask him. Amen. And you ask him in truth, in the Word. Amen. And say, "Lord, I want that. I may not understand it fully, but I want it." And saints, you know, it doesn't have to be a bunch of emotion. It doesn't have to be a bunch of shouting. Amen. If the Lord deals with you that way, that's great.
Right.
That's wonderful.
Right.
Amen. But remember how the new birth takes place. Amen. You've got to get the baby here first.
Exactly.
When you get the baby, amen, when a mom is pregnant and she gives birth, amen, to the baby, that's the birth.
Right.
Amen. Then the shouting and the screaming and the crying
right.
happens after the baby is born.
Right.
You see?
Amen.
I've never heard the baby crying inside the stomach.
Right.
I hope not. I mean, I don't know if you sisters, my wife, I don't think she ever, when she had our two children, it's never happened that way.
Right.
It's the baby comes out first. Usually they're quiet. They're not saying anything.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And the water is involved. And the blood is involved. And I'm sorry it sounds gruesome, but the Bible types it this way. You see? Then the baby comes out.
Right.
And then, pow!
Right.
Smacks it, and then the baby starts crying if the baby doesn't cry automatically.
Right.
That's when the jumping and shouting and the screaming and the rejoicing and all that stuff, that's when it's good then. But don't put the cart before the horse. Just because you screamed and shouted and glory, hallelujah, all throughout the building and everything, that's wonderful you did that, but that doesn't guarantee a new birth. Get the birth first, and then those things will come after. Amen. Then, amen, that's just icing on the cake then. But some people, saints, don't understand that. And they think that the new birth is because I shouted some, or I screamed at the altar, or I did this and that and the other. And there's a lot of confusion about that, about the new birth, because of that. Amen. Now we'll finish off with this here, saints. Brother Branham says here in Lamb and Dove. In Lamb and Dove, it says, you know a sheep is very sensitive and odd animal. And you know a sheep never was asked to manufacture wool. He was asked to bear wool because he is a sheep. And as long as he is a sheep, he will bear wool because that's his nature.
Right.
You see, a sheep bears wool because he's a sheep.
Right.
You see, a dog has fur, you know, because he's a dog, right? A Christian bears the fruits of the Christian because he's got Christ's life living in him. You see? Because saints, if I had the life of one of these singers out here, modern singers, I don't know who they all are, Demi Lovato or whatever, you know, all these singers that are out there. If I had the life of Demi Lovato in me, I'm going to dance and sing and like Demi Lovato. Or whatever her name is. If I had the life of Michael Jackson living in me, I'm going to do the moonwalk and dance like Michael Jackson and wear rhinestone gloves.
And
That's why you wonder some of these impersonators, you know, that personate Elvis. You wonder what kind of spirit dwells in them.
Exactly right.
Because some of them look exactly like the person.
Right.
Now take that, saints, and the physical, and you see how people can be just like the person. I mean, I've seen some very close people that look just like Michael Jackson. And you take, saints, the Spirit of Christ. If the Spirit of Christ is dwelling in you, nobody will confuse you. Is that Michael Jackson or is that Jesus Christ? No. People are going to know that's Jesus Christ.
Glory.
That's Christ in her. Because I know she can't do that. That's got to be the Spirit of Christ in her. Amen. I know he can't do that, or she can't. He can't live that way. That's got to be something higher than him or her.
Right.
Amen. Nobody will confuse if you're a Christian or not when you really have the Holy Ghost
Glory.
In your life. Nobody will. Well, nobody will confuse and say, "Do you really believe? Are you really a Christian?" So. That's why we have to be careful, amen, when we're trying to put in some of these worldly things in the church.
Oh, yeah.
You see? Sometimes you don't want to look like the world.
Right.
If the Spirit of Christ, that means the Spirit is turning, leaning back to some other entity.
Yeah. Amen.
When it's leaning toward the world.
Right.
It's leaning back to the club. It's leaning back to, amen. But when the Spirit, amen, when you see the sisters dressing right, when you see the man, amen, they're not out there worldly and all these things, amen. That means the Spirit is leaning, amen, towards the Spirit of Christ, amen.
Amen.
Is that simple
amen.
Enough?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And so it is with the Christian. And so that sheep was just bears wool. And as long as he is a sheep, he will bear wool because that's his nature. And so is it with the Christian church. We were never asked to manufacture fruits. We were asked to bear fruits.
Amen.
Galatians 5 said, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, faith, peace, long-suffering, meekness, gentleness, patience. These are not to be manufactured.
Amen.
In other words, you can't try to do that on your own.
Glory.
You can't try to live the Christian life on your own. Because you will miserably fail. You're under the law.
Right.
You see?
Exactly right.
They're to be products that comes from the inside out.
Amen. Glory.
The outside life that we live proves what's on the inside.
Glory, right.
So the way you dress, the way you act, and the way you show yourself truly shows what's on the inside.
Exactly right.
What's working inside. Now we have tried to manufacture this, to manufacture the fruits of the Spirit, and we always turn out hypocrisy because you cannot manufacture Christianity.
Right.
It's an experience by a spirit that lives in you and bears fruit of itself.
Right.
You cannot manufacture it.
Right.
We have tried to educate it and denominate it. And when we do, we turn our hypocrisy and failure. It's not to be done that way. It's to be done as God intended it to be done. The Spirit inside of us bearing fruits of its presence. I like that. The Spirit inside of us, the Spirit of God inside of us, bearing its fruits because it's dwelling in us, you see, of its presence. That's God's program. It can never be changed. Praise God. And the last quote, and we'll finish with this, saints. And as I said this morning, Queen of Sheba, 1961, as I said this morning, if the first branch of the vine brought forth a Pentecostal church, every real branch out of that vine will bring forth another Pentecostal church. But we got a lot of grafted branches, and they bring forth after their kind. We got Methodist branch grafted into it, Baptist branch, Pentecostal branch, every other kind of branch. It bears its own fruit. You can take an orange tree and put a grapefruit in it. It'll live off the life of that tree, but it'll bear grapefruit. And this is for another topic, but it'll bear grapefruit. But put a lemon in there, it'll bear a lemon, not an orange. Yet it's living off orange life. See, that's the thing, saints. You can live off the life of this message. Amen. You can live off the life of going to church. In other words, of living off the motions of going to church and being at church and maybe every now and then reading a Bible verse and every now and then listening to a scripture or listening to a message. You can live off of that. But again, that doesn't mean that you're connected. That just means you're living down here. You're living next to it. You understand what I'm trying to say? You're just living next to it, but it's not producing true fruit. That's two different things. Any church professing to be a Christian thrives off the glory and praises of Christ, but it can't bear the fruit. It won't bear the life of Christ until Christ puts forth that branch himself. Then it'll write another book of Acts behind it. That's right, because it is the acts of the Holy Spirit in the church. Amen. So it is the acts of the Holy Spirit in you and I, saints. When the Word of God, amen, glory. When the Spirit is living in us, praise God. And how does the Spirit, amen, how do you receive the Spirit? Through the Word. Continue. If you continue in my Word, right? It's not because you came over here and prayed. That's good. That's wonderful. And we need that. But if you, the Word is the ultimate. If you continue in my Word, Jesus said. Not in my word, but in Jesus' word. Then you are my disciples indeed. Amen? Praise the Lord. How many love the Lord tonight? I hope that was very simple and very, I hope that you can receive something off. And saints, the main thing is to go out and do. Go and act on the word. Amen. Live the word. There's many people out here that are thirsty to see the word manifest. And all they see is hypocrisy, and all they see is nonsense, amen. And all they see is worldlyism in the church, amen. But you be the one. You be the change that people are looking for. Because you have the one that can make the change inside of you, amen. Lord bless you all, amen. Let's stand to our feet. Let's have the musicians come. Praise the Lord. Brother Boyd, let's just sing something, whatever you have. Praise God. If you have a need of prayer, we're more than glad to pray for you.
Standing on the promises of Christ, thy King, through eternal ages, let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, and we'll shout and sing, and standing in the promises of God. I'm standing on the promises, standing on the promises, standing on the promises.
Jesus. Standing on that word.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Just want to say it's good to see our brother here tonight with us. And so appreciate him coming in and being here with us tonight.
Amen.
All hearts, minds, clear. Anything that I'm missing. So if not, we're just going to have a word of prayer. And you all be careful driving out there. Sunday. Sunday one service. Just remember that. And then we're eating right after that. Fellowship meeting is also this Saturday at Brother Tony's in Atlanta. So talk with Brother Dale if you want to go. All right, let's just have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for your word. We appreciate you, Lord, and we honor your name, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, because, Lord, it's only through your word, Father God, that we can receive a new birth, Lord. It's only through your word, Father God, that we can live a victorious life, Lord Jesus, through your spirit, Father. And, Lord, now we ask that you'd be with us, watch over us on our way back home, Lord. Keep us safe, Lord Jesus, and bring us back home safe. Bring us back safely, Lord, this weekend, Father God, to hear your word once more, Father. We commit ourselves into your hands, and we thank you, Lord. And we pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you.
Standing on the promises I can.